This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Property taxes wouldn't go up as much as expected next year under a proposal unveiled today. The governor's proposal has several steps. First, lawmakers would have to send it to the ballot. Then, voters would choose whether to lower the state tax rate for homes in exchange for shrinking tax refunds in coming years. The proposal would also raise the bar for local governments to collect more property taxes. This is all in response to large increases in property values that's set to drive property taxes higher across the state. A lawsuit over the death of an intellectually impaired, incarcerated man against Mesa County and a health provider has been settled for $2 million. CPR's justice reporter Lucretia Wembley has more.
Thomas Buford lived at a group home for seriously impaired individuals with intellectual disabilities. He was arrested for a minor assault after becoming agitated one day. According to the lawsuit, the Mesa County Detention Center took poor care of him and he died of a seizure after not taking his medication in 2014. In addition to the settlement, Mesa County says it is now teaching staff how to handle impaired inmates. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
Army officials are investigating a helicopter crash in Alaska today. A U.S. soldier, Kyle McKenna, from Colorado Springs, died in that crash. The 28-year-old was one of those three soldiers killed. You're listening to CPR News. More news is available at cpr.org.